Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I have 24 minutes, you idiot. Learn to math X you out, you fucking moron. Okay, who do we got in the chat room? COG, Canadian Glenn, Antichrist is 73. FT Waps? What the fuck is that? A couple of guests. Revolution Radio. What's up, Rebel? And X You Out. Hey, everybody. So tonight I'm just going to spew pure hatred. I have to admit, I have complete contempt for all of you. I don't even know why you're here. I've pretended over the years to like you, but here's a newsflash. I don't. I think you're all idiots. I don't even know why you're here. But, I just want to take calls. I'm going to put you all on blast. If there's a topic you want to talk about, bring it up now, and I'll give you my take on it, unfiltered. And I have a shit ton of callers already, so I'm just going to, I guess I'll just take calls. Let's start with Black Messiah. Go ahead, Black Messiah, you're on. What's up? What's your deal?
This is Bill Cosby, and I'm calling in to inform you that Vincent Toche is a registered sex offender.
It's not funny. It's stupid. Let's go to another call. 562 area code. You're on the air. What's your damage?
Vince, Doc Spin. What's up, partner?
Hey, Doc. This is Doc. Don't get him mixed up with Doc Spin. Doc's Bin. This is Doc Spin, as in Dr. Spin. Dr.
Right.
Spin, what's good, man?
Well, you know what? Not a whole lot right now. Sitting out of some fucking warehouse just chilling on West Hollywood where I thought you were going to be a couple months ago. So now I'm kind of hating on you right now.
Why the fuck would I be in West Hollywood? I'm not homosexual like you.
No. I'm just saying you're supposed to be in West Hollywood, bro. You told me you were going to show up and see all the trannies.
Why would I go to West Hollywood? I live in San Francisco. There's plenty of trannies here.
Well, I just wanted to have you spew that hate. I'm trying to fire you up right now. Let's go.
Dude, I'm already fired up, bro.
Fired up, man.
I don't need
go.
Any motivation, man. I had some idiot today on the internet accuse me of being a racist because I called Michelle Malkin an idiot. Like, you can't apparently if you call a conservative Asian an idiot, you're racist. I didn't know this. This is a news flash.
Well, you should have just said she's ugly because that would have just fit right in because Michelle Macon just looks like a fucking girl.
No, she's not ugly. No. That's not true. She's hot. I would.
No.
I'd fuck the shit
have
out
you seen
Michelle
her up
Malkin.
Close? Come on. Have you seen her up close? Her fucking
dude,
eyes.
Dude,
like
look, I don't have standards, bro. I'd fuck the shit out of her. I would hate fuck her in a second. No doubt.
What would
about
you
it.
Say to her? What would you say to her? Would you skull fuck her mother?
No, dude. I would make sweet, passionate love to her. She would be like putty in my hands, dude.
But maybe you just turn her around and have your way with her. Would you grab her by the back of her head and just fucking skull fuck the shit out of her?
No, that doesn't sound pleasant. That sounds
might
mean.
Chafe a little.
No, dude. She's got really nice, big, luscious lips, dude. I think she'd be really, really good in bed, to be honest.
Her eyes
you know
are
a lot of those conservative
directions.
Women are just completely nuts in bed, right?
Well, I you know, my wife...
I follow a lot of these conservative women. They're freaks, dude. They're closet freaks. They have,
why you
they have all this...
They just make you angry.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, I think.
If it keeps you entertained, fuck it.
Yeah, it does. All right, let's take some calls. I don't have much time. You want to stick around, dude?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, bring on another caller. Block number, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
What's up, Vance? What's going on, man?
Nothing. Who are you?
It's Danny, man. Glad to see you back on the air, dude.
Oh, God. Hmm. What do you want?
Oh, you haven't done a show in forever. It's like, oh, Vince is doing a show. I'm going to go on there and, you know, talk to him, man.
All right, what's on your mind, dude?
I just want to get gibbled softly. I just want you to gibble me and touch my mask.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. You're wasting my time. Caller from the 802. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller, you're live. Hello? Going once,
maybe they,
going twice.
Maybe they just want to be yelled at. Let them have it.
I don't know. Do you want? I don't have time for this. I need something to work with. I can't work with dead air. Let's try Rebel. CNY Rebel. What's up? What's on your mind?
What's going on, Vince?
Nothing. Hosting a half hour of hate. What do you hate right now?
I hate Syracuse basketball. I hate Jim Boeheim. I love Tyler Ennis because he declared for the draft. He can fucking get the hell out of my locker room. And I hate the fact that your show is only 30 minutes. And I will again yet declare that I would purchase for you for a month.
I don't need your money. You know what? Take it somewhere else. Jesus Christ. I don't need a fucking handout. I'm not on. If I needed a handout, I'd go on welfare. All right, let's try Black Messiah again. Okay, Black Messiah, what now?
Hey, lady, why did you kill a prostitute, Vince?
No, this is Black Messiah.
She deserved
to be
it, Vince.
Fucking Bill.
She deserved it.
He's trying to be Bill Cosby, dude. You weren't even alive when Bill Cosby was fucking relevant, dude.
I was.
No, you weren't. Do you remember the Cosby Show?
Yeah, I watched it all the time.
Do you remember Jell-O Pudding Pops commercials? Do you remember the Jell-O Pudding Pop commercials?
I think. I don't know.
No, you don't. You don't. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Have you ever dropped the Cosby Kids?
All right, let's try. 802 has called back. What do you want? Are you going to talk this time?
Yes, my apologies. Let's try to focus your rage somewhere. Let's focus.
Good. I need a target. Please, by all means, enlighten me. Who should I fucking be raging at right now?
Michelle Malkin. You have not thoroughly covered her rather large posterior. I mean, what sort of madness is this?
Dude, I would cover her large posterior with my man seed. Okay, that's what I would do with it.
Right on. All right, let's move on to the.
You think she bleaches?
I would find, dude, I don't know if you've noticed this, but pretty much, well, with the exception of Ann Coulter, most conservative women are fucking hot, and I would fuck the shit out of almost any of them. I don't care about their ideology. Doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Michelle Bachman.
They don't call it Fox News for nothing, dude. There's some foxy women on that channel. There's no fucking ugly broads. In fact, when I was in New York and, I was at the Jeremy Hammond sentencing afterwards. I filtered out into the hallway outside of the courtroom. I got approached by a Fox News reporter who wanted to get some quotes from me. And I swear to God, I've never seen this woman on Fox News ever. Okay, this is like a behind-the-scenes reporter just, you know, covering the fucking court beat, whatever. This chick was fucking hot, dude.
But
this chick was
did
like,
she bleach?
Oh my God.
Did she bleach? Did she bleach her bunghole?
Mainstream.
I didn't ask her. I didn't ask her, dude, but she was hot. Like, even the fucking grunt workers at that station are fucking hot, dude. I mean, you can talk as much shit about Fox News as you want, but they've got a great formula, okay? And it gets ratings, and I love Fox News. I really do. I can't say anything bad about it, really. I don't really like Hannity so much. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but his shtick is terrible. And quite frankly, when I'm switching through channels, I'm pretty sure Hannity and, who's that dyke bitch that fucking is on, MSNBC,
Rosie?
Maddow? Rachel Maddow?
Yes, Rachel Maddow. When I'm switching the channels, I can't tell the difference between Maddow and Hannity. They have the same fucking head. They look like the same person. Don't they have the same head? Am I wrong? Don't they look like just look at them from the neck up. They're the same person, dude.
Separated at birth, man. Get Viz on some Photoshop shit of that, man. She would have a fucking coronary.
How would you spill your man seed on her? That's what I want to know. Would you spill your man?
Who, Maddow?
Or...
No, no, yeah. Hell no. There's only like a couple of chicks on MSNBC I'd bang. I'd probably bang that Alex chick. She's fucking retarded, but I would just stick
what
my
about the RT,
pee-pee
the
in her
RT
mouth, shut her up.
People.
Huh?
The RT, the Russian chicks, man, they're smoking, bro.
I'm a little biased. I actually had an RT reporter on my old show. I had, you ever seen The Resident? You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? Yeah, she's cute. She's cool too. She's a smart chick. She's nice. I like her. She's cool. She's taken. I can't.
But tell
I don't
us,
think
I'd
be able to hit that.
Is there any rage that you can direct at that woman who postured on RT and resigned, and then went on all three?
I think no. I think she came back though. Did she resign? I think she resigned. She resigned on the air, and then. She's still on the on the channel, though, I'm pretty sure.
Vince, you need to rage on that Lee dude, that Lee character out of your own backyard that's fucking anti-guns and then is selling guns to people. What's that about?
Lee who? Lee Stranahan?
Senator. No, not fucking Teeth McGee.
Oh, Leland Yee. Leland Yee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
a state
Mr.
senator.
Anti-gun.
Yeah, he's messed up in some serious fucking shit, man. I don't know what's going on with him, but apparently he's involved in some sort of weapons trafficking. And this guy is out of San Francisco. He used to be a city councilman in San Francisco for a long time. And now he's a state senator, and he was running for Secretary of State for California, but he just withdrew his candidacy, I think, today because of
the
scandal.
Well, that's because his ass was in the back seat of an FBI car all day.
Yeah, he was a part of a FBI sting, and. Yeah, I'm
well, that
glad,
fucking pisses
you know,
me off, dude. That guy, you know, anti-gun, doesn't want anybody to carry a gun on the streets of California, but that bitch is taking guns from the Philippines and selling them to cartels here in California.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's ironic. All right, let's bring in another caller. I got X you out, waiting patiently. Waiting patiently, X you out. You're on. What's up, bro?
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
I'm doing fantastical, dude. I'm ready to hate on anything you can throw at me. What are you pissed off about? What do you hate?
Murder
right
die.
Now?
Right. Oh, I don't hate anything, honestly.
Oh, come on, dude. There's got to be something that pisses you off, dude.
Vince is a proverbial harp mechanism right now. He can aim his hate at anything.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, you know, that's how that goes. But the funny thing.
Hey, you guys, shut the fuck. Okay, hang on. Let me mute these assholes. Go ahead, X you out. You got the floor.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. But they're not assholes. They're cool people. But yes.
They're dickheads.
Yes. But seriously, on a quick, and I'm going to make this really quick and serious for a second, you missed some stuff that happened, I think, in the chat room when me and Rebel were talking. I'm like, hey, man, you know, I think we should get Vince, you know, get Vince cooking. Let's get him, you know, let's get him into the little group of BTR shows. And we enjoy listening to him. And so let's, you know, give him 2 hours and stuff to talk, and it was all in
no
serious,
I've done
Vince,
that I've been there bro I've been there I'm not ready for it that, I'm just
that's
not
fine.
It's
all right.
I appreciate
cool.
the sentiment. I really do. It's nice to know
seriously,
that I missed
though.
but honestly I'll come back on my own terms. This is just like a one-off
understood.
Thing I'm actually in the process of developing a brand new show. It's going to be a video podcast. I'm going to probably host it on Ustream, and it's going to be more of an entertainment-based show. I'm not really ready to jump back into, you know, full-time, two-hour call-in bullshit.
Okay. Well,
I want to, yeah, no, and I'm having fun listening. I'm having fun following you guys do your thing. I think Rebel Show has been really good lately. Joe Pritch has been doing some good stuff. I love Porno Puppy. You know, Anti-Crisis is doing his thing. I think it's great that all these people have these BTR shows going. And you know, I'm happy to help support you guys and call in and listen to all the shit you got going on. I think it's great the Rebels putting together a show on Saturday with Sue Basco. I still can't believe that bitch agreed to that. So I think that'll make for some pretty good radio. And you guys are doing fine. You don't need me. You know, you don't need me. You don't. You guys are doing just fine without me. It's not a mention
of needing you. It was just actually just a kind gesture and the way you kind of went.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's great to know that you guys, you know, are that, you know, anxious to hear me back on the air. And I do miss it to a certain extent. There's a lot of things I don't miss about it. And I'm always reminded every time I do these little half-hour shows. But I'll come back when the time's right. I don't know if I'm going to do a call-in show every night like I used to. Maybe I'll just bring back Free Ball Friday and just have open lines for 2 hours once a week and see where that goes. But you know, I've taken hiatuses before. So I've taken several breaks in the past. You can go through my archives and see the big gaps. It's par for the course, dude. I get burnout, and then I slowly creep back into it.
Understood, man. And just so you know, you have people that, you know, stood by you and shit. And so it was a kind gesture from Rebel, and I think...
It is. And I hope Rebel... Oh. I hope Rebel didn't take offense to me hanging up to him. I'm hosting an hour of hate. I'm trying to be an asshole, okay?
Well, don't eat
That's
me.
Where you work right now.
But carry on. I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. I love you. I love Rebel. I appreciate the sentiment, and I get it. I totally get it. It's cool. But I'm doing fine. I'll come back when I'm ready on my own terms. Like I said, I'm working on a video podcast. I have a couple of people lined up that I'm going to have on. It's going to be more an entertainment-based show. I'm
going
to cover music and film.
Up.
Keep us abreast of that, you know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, my first two guests are going to be musical guests. I'm going to do a show with Quickie Mart. I don't know if you heard of Quickie Mart. He's a DJ producer out of New Orleans. He's done a lot of work with a lot of different hip hop acts, and he's part of the whole bounce music craze in New Orleans. And I'm gonna have him. He's probably gonna be my first guest, and then I'll probably do a show on Boots Riley and the Coup after that. Boots is a pal
think,
of mine.
I think I you've
just...
got Doxvin booked for week three.
Doc, you mean Dr. Spin?
Yes, you got Dr. Spin booked on Beak 3.
All right, as long as you have that volleyball chick with the protruding ass cheeks on
did
with
I
you.
Did I not prove it to you?
You're in.
Did I not prove it to you? I proved it to you.
You did prove it. That was so funny, dude. I tweeted out I follow all kinds of crazy accounts, and I tweeted out this one retweeted this tweet from some account that just tweets out ass shots. And they had a picture of this volleyball player with this ass that was just, it was like, you could put like three drinks on this chick's ass. It was like a fucking shelf.
Oh, you're bouncing.
And it was, and she was white, this white chick with this big old protruding booty. And I was like, damn. And I tweeted it. And Doc Spin's like, I know that chick. I know her. I was like, what? And he sends me a picture, the same exact picture, but the chick doesn't have such a big ass. She just has like a normal ass. And this site, apparently, this account apparently doctors, photoshops chicks' asses to make them look bigger than they really are. It was fucking hilarious that it just turned out by chance that you actually knew
then I sent you a picture of us at a Dallas Mavericks game.
Yeah,
that was
so random. He's like, dude,
at
I'm
a Mavericks game.
Yeah, she's a good-looking chick too. She's
hot. She's hot, dude. 24 years old and all hot.
Oh my God! All right, let's take more calls. We gotta go quick here. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, gibble me hard and touch my vag.
Jesus Christ, Danny, get a hold of yourself. You need help, bro.
Oh, he is.
I think this is Bill Cosby. Go ahead, Bill Cosby.
Hey, Vince, tell your sister, make sure she put that pussy back in for tonight. I'm going in strong, going in long, nigga. You know who it is, blame aside.
All right, thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. All right, we got 3 minutes here. Let's go around the horn, get people's final thoughts, and we'll get the fuck out of here. X you out. Are you going to do a show after this? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah?
Sorry, I was laughing. I was trying to swallow my beer. Oh, shit, that was funny. Just the way you handle it, like, mm-hmm. Okay, next call. Shit. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say, dude? Like, I've reacted to his sister jokes like every way possible. There's nothing left to say.
That's why we miss you, man. You're just fucking smooth as silk, brother. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I feel bad. Tell Rebel, no offense, dude. I was just, I'm just doing a shtick here. All right.
Yeah, it's cool. It's all good. It's all right. Radio, bro. It's radio, the yin and yang, man. So, maybe I'll try to set up a show. I don't know. We'll
do it.
Happens.
Set up a show right now. We'll come over after. Throw the link in the chat or tweet it, and I'll retweet it, dude. Doc Spin, final thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vince. We appreciate you coming on tonight, giving us the 30 minutes of your hate. But guess what? When it's all over and done with, Vince, we know you got a lot of love in your heart, partner, and we'll wait for you to come back for those 2-hour shows.
Yeah, you're right. I'm really a lover. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover at heart. It's really. I don't think I could do more than a half hour of hate, to be honest, because I love all you people. To be sincere. Wait, who's the other guy we have on the line?
Who's that? Me.
Yeah, you. Who are you?
Me, go ahead.
Or it's him.
Who? Huh?
Me. He's me. Me, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead,
I'm
me.
I'm him. No,
go him.
You were my first exposure to Blog Talk Radio back in right around Op Bart, and I think.
Oh wow, you go back that far. That's going back.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm like a fly on the wall. Nobody realizes how far I go back. I think you laid a great foundation. I think Blog Talk Radio is lucky. And, like X said, man, just the way you handle calls and stuff, it's smooth. Keep us up to date on the Ustream project. And we'll see each other in SPAC, if not sooner.
Oh, my God, yes. Really quick, Antichrist and I are planning to do a summer tour of a bunch of different festivals and music shows and stuff, and we're going to try to do a broadcast from there.
Four, because I was a little late to get permits, but if we could do four and have a hoot, SPAC is locked in, like permits and everything.
Sweet.
We'll see about getting a plane ticket and stuff. But, I think right now the way it's looking, it'll probably SPAC will go to, like, Waterwheel, which is Fish's foundation to benefit Lake Champlain. But the main drive here is to have a fucking good time, maybe get some more people to come down, sell some food, live stream some music, and, just have a hoot. So, man.
And that first show is going to be a Fish show in Saratoga, which is in upstate New York outside of Albany, I believe.
Yeah,
which is not too far from Rebel. Rebel's out there, so hopefully we can hook up with him for that show. I don't think
he's central location. The Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It's about 2 hours north of New York City, right before you get into like the Catskill region. Nice town, rich history of horse racing. And it'll be a two-night show. So yeah, it'll be fun, man. We'll have a really good time and generate some good buzz.
Yeah, we'll interview some crazy delusional hippies that are tripping balls off of acid, man. That'll be awesome.
Yes,
I don't think Rebel has ever been to a fish show or a dead show. I don't think he's ever encountered that scene. So that'll be fun to expose him to that. And it's been a long time since I've been to a fish show. I think the last time I saw a fish was probably 2009 maybe. I saw them at Bonnaroo, and then I think I saw them after that at Shoreline out here. And yeah, I think I'm due for a fish show for sure.
Yeah, with the added incentive of having a good time, having a food truck at the disposal, and live streaming.
For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Anticrisis has a food truck. He does catering. That's his gig. That's his business. He's done a lot of catering for some big name musical artists. Huh?
Can he come by right now?
It depends where you're located.
Yeah, he's in LA.
Hollywood.
What? No, that's out of my delivery jurisdiction.
All right.
Yeah. Damn. You're going to have to come out to Saratoga in July. But the idea is we're going to do he's going to have his food truck, and he's going to be a vendor at some of these venues. And while he's selling food, we're going to hang out and mingle with people and broadcast and try to get some kooky characters, in the parking lot to come on the air with us and talk about fucking God knows what, because they're so fucking
it's
high on acid that they don't know their head from their ass. That'll be so much fun.
And maybe raise some money and some buzz for your Ustream show and for the Revolution Radio Network. It'll be a hoot. Everything's laid out for that weekend. We'll keep hammering away, but I'm really looking forward to it. So. It'll be fun.
Me too, man. I'm stoked. I am live music in the summer and food and drugs and broadcasting. I couldn't ask for a better combo.
I couldn't set it better myself.
Does Fish have any new music out, or are they just doing their thing?
I think they're just resting on their freaky laurels.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of those bands that they don't even need to record anything anymore. They got so much goddamn
material.
Well,
Vince, throw us a bone here and tell us what to listen to with this band, Fish. What should be my first song I ever listened to from these cats?
Bouncing Around the Room.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Chalk Dust Torture. I don't know. That's one of my favorites. Chalk Dust Torture.
So Bouncing Around the Room and Chalk Dust Torture.
Bouncing Around the Room is a good one. That's a fun song. Dude, they have so many songs. It's ridiculous. NICU is a good one. I like their rockin' numbers. I like the stuff they have a lot of ballads and things, and they're just better when they just jam, because they're cool musicians that are great at improvisation, and they have a really great light show. They have a guy. They still have CK5 with them. Is he still doing lighting for them?
Yeah, he still does all their lighting.
Yeah, they have this guy. They call him CK5 because he's technically they consider him the unofficial fifth member of the band, the lighting guy. And once you see them live, you'll understand why, because he's doing shit to the music in, you know, in sync with the music that just takes the whole experience to another level. And the crowd is always, like, it depends on where you see him at sometimes, because you can get a crowd, the audience that's really into it and into, to like, Fish is, they're always trying to do something new. They're trying to reinvent themselves every night on stage in some way, shape, or form. They like audience participation. You know, I've been at shows where there's, like, you know, people will just bring a shit ton of light sticks, and they'll pass them out, and there'll be, like, a fucking light stick battle during the middle of a song. You'll just see, like, just thousands of light sticks flying through the air and stuff during a song. It's amazing, dude. And they do all sorts of crazy covers. Like, one of their signature covers is the 2001 theme from the movie 2001. They do
Space
a fucking
Odyssey.
Awesome. Yeah, Space Odyssey. Their 2001 jam is fucking awesome, dude. It's just really, you know, it's a real psychedelic thing. It's something. It's a band you almost have to be on acid to really fully appreciate it.
I think one of my favorite components to Fish is like the covers, especially the New Year's Eve shows that they've done where they cover either a whole show or a whole
yeah.
album.
Yeah, and they bring and they're one of those bands that every town they come into, they'll find like a local musician and bring him on stage with them. Like, they did a Brooklyn show one year, and they brought Jay-Z up, and they did a bunch of Jay-Z songs. You can find that on YouTube.
Vince, what venues are these guys playing at? Are they House of Blues types? Are they
no, they're
small
playing. They're playing big.
They're
playing amphitheaters. They're playing amphitheaters and arenas.
Okay.
Yeah, they're basically like the next generation of the Grateful Dead.
Maybe technically, maybe not exactly, but the spectacle of the show and sort of
the scene is definitely like it's the same idea as the Grateful Dead. They've got a hippie crowd that follows them wherever they go. They, you know, like the Grateful Dead, they never do the same set twice. You know, they're always mixing it up. They do a lot of improvisation on stage in between songs. Like, they'll have a song that on their record is 3 minutes long, but when you see them live, it's like 10 minutes. You know, they have some songs that are half an hour. and their earlier material is really kind of like, it's like Dungeons and Dragons type shit. Like, they have storylines and characters and all kinds of shit. So, there's a lot of subtext going on that unless you're really sort of in, you know, part of the scene and know about Fish, you won't even realize the subtext that's going on during a song.
Well,
and,
Vince, I'd love
yeah,
to hang
and,
around, but it looks like I have to take down a tranny, so I'll call you back.
All right, enjoy.
A little interesting piece of trivia is Chris K5. He also does Beaver's Lights.
Who?
CK5.
Who else does he work with?
He does Beaver's Lights, amongst many others. But he's
Beaver. I don't even know who Beaver is.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised, dude. CK5 is top-notch, man. I'm sure he's in high demand. I'm not surprised at all. He could probably work with anybody if he wanted to.
He has such a command of the equipment that he uses, the technology he uses, you know. That's like he's...
You know, I just got through... I went on tour with The Coup... a couple weeks ago, and I ended up doing lighting for them, and I got fucking hooked on it, man. It was fun. You know, I was just dealing with the house lighting system at whatever venue they were at, but after doing
that's
a couple
really,
shows
really
with them,
cool. You just went on tour with them and did their lights for them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm friends with Boots, and I've done a lot of video for them in the past, and I was just going to go on tour with them and just record the audio from the show and shoot some video, but I just kind of, you know, there was no lighting guy for any of their shows, so I just kind of became the de facto lighting dude and just kind of went with it and ended up having a really good time doing it. I felt like the Coos CK5 actually, because you know I know all their songs by heart, and I was able to, you know, I knew all the cues and stuff, and one of the house lighting system at the show in Portland was pretty fucking cool, man. That they had regular lights, but they also had LED. Lighting system that had all these different patterns and stuff, and I had a lot of fun mixing and matching stuff, and you know, I did some really dramatic stuff. The first night I did their lights was in Arcata, and I was kind of playing it safe, and after that show, Boots from The Coup came up to me, and he's like, hey man, next time be more dramatic with the lights, man. Don't be afraid to, like, you know, get super dramatic with it. He's like, go crazy. He's like, think of Ziggy Stardust, man. Just go nuts. So the next night I just totally went crazy with it. And it was fun, man. I love just, you know, playing with the mood of the music and doing different lighting schemes that go with, you know, the chorus and the verse and all that shit. And they're a fun band to do it to, because they got a lot of energy. They're very funky. They're a rock band essentially. Although he's rapping over the music, but it's essentially a rock band that's backing him up. And that was fun, man. I can't wait for them to play again.
Rap with live instrumentals.
Oh yeah, you would love The Coup, man. I have a bunch of videos. I'll send some videos your way. You'll love them, man. They're really good. He always has amazing fucking musicians playing with him. He's like, I call Boots the Billy Bean of hip hop or whatever, because he seems to like just find all these diamonds in the rough as far as like musicians go. Like the Bay Area's got a ton of great musicians, and he'll find somebody, and he'll go with somebody for a little bit, and they'll get a little bit of shine on, and they'll move on and start working with other bigger artists, and he'll just replace them. He'll find some other obscure person and replace them, and it's pretty fucking cool to see him just pull these amazing musicians out of his ass. He's got a great bass player playing with him right now. He's got. You ever heard of? You had to have heard of Mike Dillon, right?
Yeah.
He's played with Phish. Mike Dillon used to have his band called Critters Buggin' with Skerrick, and their bass player was JJ Jungle, and he's now the bass player with The Coup, and he's fucking awesome, dude. He'll do a bass solo and do like a hand plant while he's playing bass. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And you're
all right, man. I love Les Claypool. Yeah. Oh my God, I love Les Claypool. I love that new duo De Twang he's got going. In fact, I did a BTR show just dedicated to that new duo De Twang record. I love it. I can't wait to see them play.
Yeah, I listened to that archive. Yeah, I dig that project. I think that's a fun project for him.
For sure. All right, dude, we got to shut it down. This thing's going to end in a minute. So thanks for coming through, man. And when's your next show going to be?
We're going to be part of the show on Saturday. I'm going to get with Rebel about the schedule, but I'll definitely tweet it out. We'll probably be the first slot, but Saturday should be a hoot. I know you have a lot of insight on that Sue Basco shit. So afterwards, sometime down the line, it'd be interesting to